You Couldn't Make It Up, English News on April the 2nd. As a child, I was interested in animals, in natural history, and in facts. One of the facts I remember from my early years is that lions live in Africa and tigers in Asia, and that their skulls look identical. I was surprised to learn today that in fact there are Asian lions, about 400 to be exact. They live in India and began their journey from North Africa about 21,000 years ago. These Indian lions seem to be close relatives of lions who live in western central Africa and of extinct North African or Barbary lions and long-gone Iranian lions. Analysis of mitochondrial DNA from museum specimens has established these relationships and has contributed to an improved understanding of the family tree of the modern lion Panthera leo. There are currently two distinct subspecies, the dispersed one from western central Africa and India, and a second from eastern southern Africa. The former is declining and is in real danger of following in the paw marks of its now extinct Iranian and Barbary relatives. The latter is strong, despite pressure from expanding human populations and persecution by hunters. They all share a common ancestor, some 124,000 years back, according to research led by Dr. Ross Barnett of Durham University. The Western Central African clan was separated from its North African kin 75,000 years later, when the continent dried and the Sahara Desert formed as a barrier. The Barbary lion is something of a romantic mystery. It's rumoured to have been big, the males having huge manes and their head shape being more pointed and with a narrower snout than other lions. Two Barbary lions lived in England's Tower of London 600 years ago. Their skulls were found in the ditch that was, at the time, a water-filled moat. We don't even know if any Barbary lions still survive, as there are some lions in a Moroccan Royal Family Zoo collection that may be Barbaries. No one seems to know for sure. To add to the mystique, it may also be the case that the lion in Henri Rousseau's famous painting of a sleeping Bedouin gypsy is a Barbary lion. The scene is certainly set in North African desert, and the mane of the lion is very full. The head is in profile, though, so there's no way to tell if the snout is distinctively narrow. Don't say the Barbary lion is just a gypsy's dream. Do say Barbary lions seem to have got a raw deal. Raw deal. Get it? That's all for now. Bye.